Stoney Creek Hospitality Corporation is based in Iowa and operates 10 hotels in the Midwest. They used to carry CNN for guests. Then, on October 18th, the network aired a report using footage taken by insurgent snipers.
You're looking at the unobstructed view from the sniper team's vehicle, and they are waiting for their moment as the soldiers mingle with Iraqi civilians.
The footage blacks out the moment a gunshot is heard, then returns to a wounded U.S. soldier.
The soldier falls forward. You hear the sniper's vehicle start, and they slip away.
Jim Thompson is president of Stoney Creek Hospitality. He calls the footage terrorist propaganda, and has since dropped CNN from all 10 of his hotels.
It was emotionally driven by me, and I recognized, having made that decision, that not all would agree with me.
If people are going to prevent me from seeing what's happening in Iraq, how can we make an honest judgment about whether to fight such a war?
Tony Magro is a Barrington, Illinois resident who tried watching CNN this past week at the Stoney Creek Inn in Rothschild. A Korean War veteran, Magro says the American public has been shielded from seeing the full cost of war, and Thompson's decision has compelled him never to stay at a Stoney Creek hotel again.
I'm paying $90 a night and can't watch CNN. Bothered me to be paying the money and not able to do what I wanted to do with it.
Thompson stands by his decision, saying it's respectful to soldiers and their families. Meanwhile, the head of the Center for Media and Democracy, based in Madison, says the decision to drop CNN's war coverage is a reprehensible form of censorship. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.